is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and serve His cause, the cause of truth and justice, love and mercy. Let me give you now the rights of each one in this family. Let's start with the rights of parents. يؤمن المسلم بحق الوالدين عليه وواجب برهما وتاعتهما والإحسان إليهما ذلك لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى أوجب تاعتهما وقال سبحانه وتعالى وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا. Check Surah 17, Ayah 23. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is addressing the rights of parents, which is husband and wife, father and mother, their rights, how to give them rights. Number one right, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, that your Lord has decreed that you, all of you, worship no one but Him, and that you be kind to parents. Here Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says kind to parents, not just kind to your parents. You have to understand that, kind to parent. Any parent, you have to kind to parent. Kind to parent. Then we have to give kindness to the parents. Then he said, whether one or both of them attain the old age in your life, say not to them a word of contempt. إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف.
That's still number one.
Yes, that is number two. Be kind, but don't use harshness by using the words of contempt. And that is coming back to body language. You know, sometimes people, they don't talk, but the body language is telling you often. Often is not something has, you know, a lot of meanings. It's just body language. Like your mother said, oh, Ahmed, can you give me that glass? What? You see, that what is, who are you to tell me that, to bring the glass? What? So sometimes they don't even say what. They just open their head. Ahmed, can you give me the glass? Meaning, what? That is body language. That is so, so bad. He said, yes, ma'am, alhamdulillah. But not well. Give me chairs, man. I'm looking something. Now you want to just justify not giving her the glass. You just come into the television. Oh, ma'am, looking this. Why looking the television? Your ummi said, give me the glass. Drop everything and give her the glass. Then don't use the word of contempt. And address them in terms of honor. That is another right. You have to address them in terms of honor. You cannot go to the house and addressing your father and your mother with raising voice. Even you have the facts, you are right, but still you don't have the right to raise your voice against them. If your father is wrong, you have to address your father as wrong, but that means you're going to humiliate your father. You are wrong, you know. It's shame on you, father, doing this. No. He says, Astaghfirullah, I think that's not right. Even you are not addressing him, you are wrong. You always tell your father, I think that is not right. I think it's not right. You face it that way. But don't tell your mother, no. That's not true. That is so serious to tell your mother that is not true. Today, children, they are using the word, you are a liar. But they don't understand even the meaning of lie. Lie is dangerous. Okay, then address them in the terms of honor. Address them in the terms of kindness. When you are addressing them, you have to use very pleasant language to them. That is their right. I'm not talking about what is good for you to do. This is what you're supposed to do. It's their right to get that from you as the child. lower to them the wings of humility, meaning humble yourself towards them. And lowering the wings of humility can be humbleness or help. As you know, the bird is lowering the wings to cover the babies. You have to do the same thing. You demonstrate like the bird was lowering the wings to cover the babies when the weather is cold. When the situation is difficult, cover your parents, support them with kindness. Don't feel proud of supporting your parents. Lower your wings. Lower your wings means to listen to them too. When they are talking, give them chance to talk. Lower your wings meaning lower your voice. Don't fly. Don't sound and be so loud. Making dua for them is another duty. And the best dua is to say, my Lord, give my parents mercy as they cherish me in childhood. That is the dua Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala choose for children. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani savira. My Lord, give them mercy as they cherished me in childhood. Yes. Here you can see in this ayah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, wa qada rabbuka alla ta'budu. That is all of you to worship him, only him. But when you come to the walidain, he single everyone. Wabil walidain ihsana. In this ayah, you can see that the act of worship may be collective as well as individual when you come to worship. But the kindness to parents is an individual act of piety. Everyone has to do that. It's not collective, like all of us, the children, be good to our parents. No. Every individual must be good. Every individual must lower his voice. Like they say, oh, if everybody agree what man said, now I have to agree. No, you have to agree individually. It's not like 10 children. Ma got all 10 and ask them a question. 5 agree, 5 object. Then you are part of the object. That is wrong, because it's an act of the individual have to agree. Not just, oh, well, if the older one said that, let's just follow what they said. No, you have to wholeheartedly agree. You know, to humble yourself, I agree with your brother, inshallah. When the parents were strong and the child was helpless, parents were helping that helpless person. Then they give you a lot. They give you time and energy and money. All their life is like you, to raise you. You are the biggest project of your parents. Biggest project of your parents. They never think you're going to stop your education. They're always thinking about how to get the money and to pay the tuition. That's their own thinking. They never think that who's going to put the oil to make the heat in the house. They always think that you're going to have the heat and warm coat, whatever the case, you're going to have that. Sometimes parents, they have their what they call over years coats. Sometimes you see some of the mothers, they have one coat for 7 years, one coat. But for you, every year you say, oh ma, I like another coat. Because just you go to school, you see enough. Because now the market, they are doing that. The coat is the same one coat you have. But how they design it, sometimes they just put some patches on it. Maybe it's Michael Jackson or Jefferson or Tyson. They put it on it. So, oh, I like those coats. But it's the same coat. But they just fashion it. They say, oh ma, I like that one. So this one is not like that. Ma have to go to get the check Friday and go to supermarket and get the coat for you. Sneakers is the most expensive shoes I never see. But these brothers, they want to change sneakers like just drinking water. Ma is having maybe 2 shoes of, you know, pairs of shoes. But you want to change sneakers all the time. Sneakers is very expensive. It's $50, $79 a pair. But that is the shoes they want. And when they get the shoes, they are not walking properly with it. They destroy it. They always, when you see the shoes, sometimes you go outside, check the shoes.